You are listening to The Strategy Behind Branding Yourself, a podcast for those looking to tap into their passion, make an impact, and begin building a brand. My name is Precious Price, and I'll be your host. Thanks for joining. This episode is sponsored by my accelerator program, Building Brand Authority, better known as BBA. If you're currently a corporate manager who is killing it in your career and you're looking to expand your influence both inside and outside of the office and position yourself as an expert in your industry, listen up. I believe that the influence and accomplishments that you achieve in your career should not only be known by those at your company. Likewise, the passion projects that you have outside of your career should be known by those at your place of employment. You do not have a personal brand and a professional brand. You're one person, so you have one brand. So you need to use your profession and your passion to fuel one another. BBA is an 8-week one-on-one coaching program that positions you to do just that through strategically leveraging LinkedIn. If you're interested in being seen as an expert in your field, being invited to speak on topics related to your expertise, not just your career, increasing your visibility in your industry, then you need to head on over to www.preciouscprice.com/BBA. If you're tuning in today, I want to welcome you to season 3 of the Strategy Behind Branding Yourself podcast. Guys, this is crazy. So for those of you that are vets that have been listening since the very first episode, 3 questions you should be asking yourself. It's crazy that we're here right now, right? Like season 3, what? And let me tell you, just getting to this point was like a battle in itself. Remaining consistent when you have so much going on with all of this is really the hardest part. But here we are in season 3. I am so excited to get it back started, to get it back kicked off. And really what lit a fire under me to do so is some of you guys actually DMing me either on Instagram or LinkedIn saying that you're waiting on more episodes, asking me when am I publishing more episodes. And to be honest, I've had some in the backlog, but I just have not had a chance to really edit them and create graphics and all of that, which is something that I am now starting to outsource, but I just didn't have the time. So it kind of got placed on the back burner. But for those of you that do like hearing me or do like listening to me, supporting me within this audio format, I wanted to bring it back and really get back consistent with providing you guys with the insights, values, and tips on branding and just like on everything. So if you're new here, welcome. Thank you so much for tuning in. Welcome to season 3. I do encourage you to go back to season 2 and season 1 and listen to just a couple of episodes, right? Whatever fits your needs, right? I always like to say, take what you need and leave what you don't. There are a ton of episodes relating to a number of different topics around branding, around business, just around social media and getting started. So do go back, but I do want to welcome you to season 3. If you are not familiar with me, my name is Precious Price. I am a LinkedIn strategist and brand authority coach. What does that mean? Pretty much what that means is I help people communicate their value. Simply, that's it. Across social media platforms, digital platforms, I help them to create and deliver their value to their audience. So that is what I do. I do have a company. My company is called The Brand Table, which is an online platform that pretty much provides community content and contacts for creatives, influencers, young professionals to really begin building their brand. So if you ever hear The Brand Table, if you see episodes tagged as Brand Bite, that is where those come from. So understand that that is how kind of all of this originated. A few of the other things that I do also have my hands inside of, outside of just recording this podcast for you all, and outside of, you know, my role within my business as well, I am a speaker. So I do speak on topics relating to business, branding, and of course, and most importantly, LinkedIn. You will come to understand from listening to any of my episodes that I am an advocate, super advocate for LinkedIn. So if you are not on LinkedIn or you do not have me on LinkedIn and are connected with me, please go out and connect with me because I think it is a really important platform for everyone to be on, whether you are a freelancer, entrepreneur and business owner, young professional, executive, whatever you are, you should be on LinkedIn. So that's that. Outside of the branding space and the business in the business space, I do also have two other businesses as well that are more of, I don't want to say passive income because I do work within them, but they're more of kind of like side income, additional income to supplement what I already have going on. So the first is my Airbnb business. I am a Airbnb super host. I do have two homes located within the Atlanta area, and we are continuing to scale in South Atlanta. And I have been doing that since last December, so December of 2019. And prior to that, I was also Airbnb-ing my apartment out in Buckhead when I was living there as well. So I do enjoy that. I make some really good side money from that. And I love not having to pay any of my bills. That is really primarily why I started started the Airbnb business specifically. And as of April of 2020 this year, I have a personalized vending solutions business with a partner of mine, close friend as well. And we provide vending solutions to creative spaces within the Atlanta area. So that's where I have my hands in, and not to mention my career as well. So I do work a 9-to-5. I have a career as a consultant within a digital firm, digital practice. If you go on my LinkedIn, you'll find out exactly which one that is. However, I do balance all of that in the midst of having a career and having a 9-to-5. So that's where we are. And that's who I am. And just a little bit about me, you'll come to realize that, number one, I like to keep it real. And those of you, again, that are vets, you can expect nothing less from this season as well. I will keep it real with you. I will keep it honest, and I'm not going to hold back. But what I wanted to use this particular episode today for is to answer some of the frequently asked questions that I get, just so that we can kick off this season on the right foot and so that you all better understand, number one, branding, and number two, me. So we're going to do that, and then I'll close out with just a couple of things that you can expect from season three, because for the most part, most of the episodes are already recorded. So you can, don't fret. I will not ghost you again. However, all of those episodes are recorded, so I just want to give you guys some insight into what you can expect from me this season and just closing out 2020, because right now it is September 1st when I'm recording this very episode, and we are entering into the last third of 2020, and 2020 has been one hell of a year for all of us, not just me. So I'm excited to give this season to you guys as a way to close out the rest of the year and really a way to remain focused, because I've said this time and time again, 2020 does not suck because it is still not over. You can still turn it around, and you will find out ways to do that within the coming episodes as well. So let's actually hop in and get started into these frequently asked questions. So question one, getting started. How did I get started in business? This is a question that I am asked pretty often. And how did I get started? It was actually back in college. So back in college, for those of you that don't know, I went to Indiana University, the School of Business. I majored in marketing and technology management while I was there, heavy on the marketing. And then I also went and received my master's of science and information systems as well from IU. So when getting started, when I was in undergrad, my freshman year, I actually recall, like it was yesterday, we are required to take a personal branding course within the School of Business at IU. And it was called T175. T175 was like the course name. I took that course. And from that point forward, it was the first semester of college ever, my freshman year. And I knew that I wanted to study marketing. And from that point, I really was intrigued by personal branding. Why, I'm not sure. I do think it has a lot to do with the professor that taught the class. She was absolutely dynamic. I admire her so much. I admired her and I still do admire her. But just she really planted a seed within me of how important personal branding is and honestly how far it could take you. So that is really how my interest in branding kicked off. And at that point, from the moment that I started that class and completed that class, I became far more intentional about my own personal brand. I had already had a LinkedIn profile. I had social accounts, all of that. But I then went through and I like cleaned up everything because let me tell y'all, I was a mess in high school, not necessarily with the photos and everything like that, but more so a mess with speaking my mind on the internet. It's crazy. And even in the era that we are in now, where when you get to a point where you blow up and people go back and they look through your old tweets, that was something that I did not want happening to me. So for the most part, I did go back and clean up everything, right? I cleaned up everything and I really started to position myself online how I wanted to be viewed, how I wanted my personal brand to come off to other people. And when I started to do that, that then created the consistency of that, then created a lot of opportunity for me. Number one on campus, but also within the beginning stages of my career in internships, job shadow programs, all of that, because I started to get noticed. Number one on LinkedIn, but number two just across campus in general, because of how seriously I took my personal brand and because everyone knew what I was about, like the type of person that I was and what they could expect from me pretty much upon any interaction. So once I did that, I believe I would say late into my sophomore year is when it started to become noticeable, not just to employers and those sort of on campus that are, you know, faculty and department leads and all of that, but it became noticeable to my peers because my peers started to see that I'm taking these trips, like job show, like companies were literally just flying me out for interviews, flying me out for job shadow programs, just internships, the whole nine. So my peers started to really notice that. And a ton of people started to ask me for help regarding, hey, can you like help me with your resume? Can you help me with my resume? Can you help me with my cover letter, my LinkedIn? Like I'm trying to get in on these opportunities that you're having. So at that point I had started to help a lot of my friends with their resumes, with interview prep and all of that good stuff. So once my junior year kicked off, I actually started to pretty much I created a whole brand. I believe that is when I started my website as well. And I started to blog around topics related to like, how do you, you know, kill it at a career fair? What are the really core components of a really good resume? Just things like that. But I was still helping people for free. So I was still giving away a lot of this value for free. And I actually did not start to charge for any of that until I believe it was late into my junior year, probably halfway or late into my junior year is when I said, you know what, the volume for what I'm getting, like the volume of the people that I'm getting, you know, I need to start charging for this so that I'm compensated because I'm taking time out of my extracurriculars, my leadership positions, classes, my jobs to help everybody. And people were actually getting internships. They were actually getting job offers and really good job offers at that with really nice salaries. So at that point, I'm like, if I know that, you know, I can provide people with this value, I know the result that I can bring to them, then hell yeah, I'm about to start charging. So that's pretty much how it kicked off. So throughout college, I was pretty much the like career professional branding person. And it wasn't until I actually graduated with my master's degree that I started to venture into assisting small business owners with how do they really convey what their brand is across digital platforms on social media. So that is where that shift then came and the brand table was birthed. Immediately thereafter, right after I graduated with my master's program. And that's how it all really came in. So I actually started my career with my business already in place. And my employer knew that. The people who were hiring me knew that. People on my team knew that. It was pretty cool. It was pretty cool that I was able to do that, which brings me to the second question that I'm typically asked is, like, how do I balance my business and my career? How do I do both? Am I scared of my employer firing me? Like, what's going on with that? And people ask me that. And it's funny that this is like a question that I always get. And I usually laugh when I get it because it's like, no, they are not firing me for this. Because everything that I'm doing specifically for me, right? Everything that I'm doing is also fueling Accenture. I have specifically brought on younger analysts, younger people into the company, younger interns into the company because of my personal brand, because so many people know me. So it's actually like fueled one another. But the way that I'm able to balance both, and I want to make it very clear, number one, before we get into it, because like I said, I'm gonna keep it real. I do not balance it perfectly. In no way, shape, or form do I balance it perfectly. Not at all. I just do. I try not to overthink. I'm not going to say that I don't overthink. I try not to overthink, but I just do. And that is how most things like just happen. So the way that I'm balancing both is really a matter of mastering my time. Time management is key with all of this because I listed off everything that I do. Like for the most part, I do not have a lot of time. Even right now, it's about 1 a.m. when I'm recording this episode. Like it's that dedication of how I'm able to balance both. So I will say that when I started my career, number one, the job that I have now, the career that I have now, it was my very first job out of college. Still is, right? So I had to like get into the limbo of things, get used to it. So I will say that when I started my career, probably about 3 to 4 months, for 3 or 4 months, my personal brand, I wouldn't say that it was non-existent because again, your personal brand works for you when you put in the work up front. So, but I took a break because my project was so intense at my job. I took a break. I wasn't posting that much. I was in the office until like 2:30 a.m. It was crazy. But at that point, I realized like, okay, being in the consulting industry, I also will say provides me with a lot of flexibility, right? Having that full-time career because you essentially choose your projects. And if something is not going the way you anticipate, right? Like my first project, it was really late hours. I did not have a lot of time for my personal brand. I said, you know what? I cannot do a strategy project again. Specifically these types of strategy projects, because I know that they are going to be short-term, super intense, and I'm just not going to be able to balance it. I'm not going to be able to balance it correctly. I'm not going to get any sleep. So from that point forward, I then realized and I pivoted and I said, you know what? Let me figure out the types of projects that I can actually take on that are still going to provide me with the skills, transferable skills that I can use within my business. And even within my business, I have skills that I transfer into my career as well. It's at a point now where the synergy is absolutely perfect because my employer does know about my business, right? And even more so about, you know, me speaking on these topics and my expertise in this area to the point that I've spoken on behalf of the company specifically related to branding. I've spoken at conferences. I'm constantly asked to speak to interns, to speak on campus, to speak to different teams across the organization because I've been able to bring those together so well. And because I will say, I was open about it up front. I was open about, okay, this is the specific value that I had before you guys even came into the picture. How can I exercise this passion, right? How can I exercise this at the company as well? I was very vocal about that. Very, very vocal because I wanted to be able to, like I said, transfer skills. So that is pretty much how I balance both. Again, like I said, I do not do it perfectly. Do not do it perfectly in no way, shape, or form, but I do it. And I do really enjoy it. So right now, even now, like obviously all of us, a lot of us are still working from home, but even prior to this, I am on a completely remote team. Meaning that outside of this, even if COVID did not happen, we would still be remote. And that has been a blessing for me because it does provide me with a lot of flexibility. And for someone like me who is willing to stay up late and do things, I can get a lot of my work completed at night. And then during the day, it's more so me just attending my meetings and listening in and smaller tasks for my manager. And that's just about it. So it does provide me with a lot of flexibility there. So another question that I'm typically asked as well, obviously, is what is branding? Like, really, what is branding? Because a lot of people confuse it with marketing. And I already have a whole episode on the difference between branding and marketing and what you need to know and understand, all of that. So if you really want to go into depth on this question, go back to, I believe, season 2 with Nate Gray. And listen to that episode because he is like a crazy, crazy marketer. And then I am a crazy, crazy brander. So putting that together, you are going to get a lot of gems. But what is branding really? Simply, right? I say that branding is the energy that someone can consistently expect from you when interacting with you or your business, right? The energy that someone can consistently expect from you when interacting with you or your business. This energy really comes to life in a few different forms, right? In a few different ways. Obviously, it's that just interaction that you have with people, that interaction that you have with people on social media, whether in person or on social media. But also typically what you all think of branding is this visual piece, right? Like a website, your logo, the colors. That is what people typically think about with branding as well. And I do want to say that that is just one piece under the umbrella of branding, because it is really a culmination of a number of different things. So like I said, it's that interaction, the visual brand elements that you actually have. And then obviously, and most importantly, I will say, is the value of your offering. Even if you are not someone who has a business, right? You're not selling a service, not selling a product or whatever, you still offer people value. So you have to understand what that is and consistently deliver that value to your audience, because even though you don't have a product or a service, you also still have an audience. So that is what I would say branding is in simple terms. And if you go back through any of my episodes, that is where you can really get a deeper dive into how do you begin to understand branding, I guess, on a non-novel level. So that's where that is. And hopefully that makes sense to you all. If it doesn't, I'm always open for questions. Another question that I am asked, right? If I'm looking to get started with branding myself, what is the first step I need to take, Precious? Like, I don't even know where to begin. I don't have a brand. I don't have a service. I don't have a value. I don't have anything. Where do I get started with branding myself? Because I want to start making money. I want to start providing value, impacting people. I want my influence to be known. P, tell me, how do I get started? That is a question that I get all of the time. And number one, I love it because I feel like the response that I provide to this question is atypical, right? It's atypical because some people are going to tell you, well, you need to create a Facebook business page and you need to create an Instagram. You need to create, build a website, do a YouTube. No, listen to me. No, do not start with any of that. What I want you to start with, if you are looking to get started with branding yourself, the very first step that you need to take is clearly understanding and articulating your value. We just talked about it in the last question, right? Even if you don't have a product or a service, you still have value. So before you get started with anything, before you get started with hiring a web designer, graphic designer, getting your pretty logo, your website, getting Wix and Shopify up, you need to understand and articulate your value. Understand how you can do that, right? That is the first step within branding ever. And then the second step, once you're able to articulate that value, is understanding who your audience is. That is that second step, but we're talking about the first step only. So that first step is really understanding and articulating what your value is. this is what is going to take the longest time, right? Because once you understand what your value is, and then even furthermore, once you understand your audience, the website and the logos and what colors you're going to choose, all of that then comes seamlessly. Because it's not based on you, it is based on your audience. It is based on the value that you deliver. Too many people step into business thinking that it is about them. Wake up call, it is not. People do not care about you. They care about what you can do for them. That is it. That is your first lesson in business and branding. People do not care about you. They care about what you can do for them. So that is when you're articulating your value, that is what you need to understand. That is what you need to communicate to other people. So if you're looking to get started in branding, that's your first step. Another question, and which I've already answered it. So we're just going to flow over this one. Should I get a website immediately? The answer is no, absolutely not. You should not. And I've already spoken on that. And then last question that I get, because I'm only going to give us five. That's it. Any other questions that you all have, send them to me. Let me know. And then maybe we can do another frequently asked question Q&A type of episode. But the last question that I am asked is, how old am I? This is the best one because, like, part of me loves when people ask this question or they speculate about it, because typically for some reason people, well, I know the reason people don't ask because they feel like it's rude to ask women their age. And eventually I do feel like it would be very rude to ask me my age. However, how old am I? I am 24 years old. My birthday is March 13th. Every year, March 13th, same day. But I am 24 years old. And typically when I say that, people are very surprised. And I'm not surprised that other people are surprised, right? Because, you know, my clients, the typical age for my clients is at least, I would say, 30, right? At least 30 or 35. And I've had clients as old as like 48 and 50. And even more so when I'm presenting workshops and sessions and speaking at conferences, I'm amongst people who are, I would say, at least 5 to 7 years my senior, right? So I'm not surprised at this question, but a lot of people are typically surprised at my age and the fact that I'm quote unquote so young because of everything that I've done, right? Of, I would say, the knowledge that I have. And I've even had people write within surveys for like workshops that I've held, webinars that I've held, that, you know, initially when I got on the call, when I entered into the session, you know, I was hesitant. I did not think that she would know what she was talking about. I did not think that she was knowledgeable on this topic, but gosh, was I wrong. And that for me is honestly one of the best compliments that I can receive, because I work very hard to like learn, right? To study this topic so that I am not just bullshitting you guys. I'm not just giving you shit that you can find off of Google, off of the internet, off of like some Instagram page. I'm really giving you things that are thought provoking, things that I sit and I internalize, right? I apply to my own clients, to my own business, and I'm telling you the mistakes that I've made. So I really like that. And I like that question. I do understand that to a lot of people, I can seem young, right? And for those of you, again, that are new here, you will come to understand. And I say this in the most humble way, but I know my shit. I know my shit. And that is the place, that is the purpose of this whole podcast, right? Because I want you all, whatever your shit is, I want you to know it too. So that's it on the questions that I'm answering. I lastly just want to hop into what can you expect from the rest of season 3 of the Strategy Behind Branding Yourself podcast. So number one, less guest interaction, right? I don't want you to worry because they will be back in season 4. However, most of the audio that is in season 3 will be or was converted from the live trainings that happen on my Instagram Live and on my Facebook Live within my Facebook group. So that is why it's more so less guest appearances. I will have a few episodes sprinkled in there where I am bringing on some pretty dynamic people to give you guys some expertise and insight into their industry. However, again, most of this audio was taken or stripped from live trainings. I've noted that within each of the show notes as well. So you will see that it is just me, but these are really tactical, right? And for those of you that are interested in joining those live trainings, right, whether on Instagram or within Facebook on my Facebook group, you can find those links within the show notes as well. So go in there, join that. Come in. We have a lot of fun within the Facebook group. I pop in. I kind of do it in phases where there's a consistent, you can expect like a consistent sort of 4 or 5 weeks of just live videos 3 to 4 times a week. And then I'll take a break and I'll get back at it. So that is what you can expect there as well as on Instagram as well. And then, also, if you're somebody directly within my target audience, meaning corporate professionals who are seeking to merge their passion and their profession together, then I just want to let you know that I am coming for your necks this season. Quite literally, I am coming for your necks. I'm coming for you. So you need to be sure to tune in because these are some things. These are like I'm nearing the 2-year mark of balancing this, right? Of being able to balance this and continue to get paid, both in my career and in my business. I've had this year thus far, which is so crazy to me because I remember writing it down saying, I want to do at least one speaking engagement a month, just one. Lord, just give me at least one. And I think it used to be like, I think it was initially like 1 a quarter and I'm like, okay, let me just challenge myself a little bit. Thus far, as of September 1st, I have already done 17 speaking engagements this year. And again, these are paid, right? So yes, I am coming for you guys and I'm giving you just everything that I'm learning because like I said, I want to place you in a similar position that I am in because I feel like you should not have to choose between your profession and your passion. They go together. Put them together, find the synergy, and then capitalize on that holistic brand. And then as always, you guys can find just a good balance between tactical strategies and just mindset transformation. If you've listened to me before, you know that I always say, I'm not going to continuously give you tactical strategies because you have to become the person internally ready to implement those strategies. I can give you the strategies, give you the tips, give you all of this shit all day long. But if you are not yet the person who is disciplined enough, who is mentally strong, right, who is headstrong enough to implement all of those things, despite the hardships that are going to come with it, then there's no point. I would be wasting my breath. So, yes, you can expect that balance between the tactical strategies as well as this complete just mindset transformation and tips on how I've been able to uphold and transform my mindset as well. So that's all I have for you guys. Thanks for sticking with me through this. I'm excited for this season. If you're excited for this season too, I want you to screenshot how you're listening, whether it's on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Anchor, Google Podcasts, wherever it is, screenshot the episode and tag me. Tag me on Instagram, preferably tag me on LinkedIn, like I said. But tag me on Instagram or tag me on LinkedIn and let me know that you're tuning in. Let me know that you're excited. Let me know that you think this is going to be a fire season because I think it's going to be a fire season, but I want y'all to get just as hyped for it as me. So let me know. That's all I have. Please send any questions, additional questions that you have my way. I'm so grateful for you all. I am just eternally grateful that you sit and you want to listen to me, have me in your earbuds, in your head. That is It's humbling. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And let's kick this shit off. I'm excited. Hey guys, thanks so much for listening to the Strategy Behind Branding Yourself podcast. If you love this episode, please go on your social media and share, subscribe, and review. Let me know you're listening by tagging me at Precious C. Price.
That's at PreciousCPRICE. I can't wait to chat with you guys.